Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The big news in basketball this week is that LeBron James is leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers to head to Los Angeles to play for the Lakers. As James leaves, he's set to open a new public school sponsored by the LeBron James Family Foundation in his hometown of Akron. In an editorial on Tuesday, the Los Angeles Times said it hoped James would expand his commitment to helping kids in Ohio to include disadvantaged youths in L.A. Many professional athletes devote some of their time to service and philanthropy. Ray Allen is one of the greatest basketball shooters in NBA history, and since retiring from the NBA in 2014, he has dedicated much of his time to learning about the Holocaust and making sure others don't forget what happened. Gary Wallach of NPR's Only a Game has our story.
Ray Allen first learned about the Holocaust when he was in middle school.
We read Anne Frank's diary. I didn't know if it was just a story that people told. I didn't realize it was an actual event until I watched Schindler's List in
1993. When Schindler's List opened in movie theaters, Ray Allen was a rising star at the University of Connecticut. The Milwaukee Bucks chose him in the 1996 NBA draft. While the Bucks were on an East Coast road trip in 1998, team owner Herb Cole invited Allen to join him on a tour of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C.
And it was scary. The room with the hair, the room with the shoes, it was human. You've seen the real human side of it. This wasn't just a museum of wax figures or ideas. It was something that belonged to real people. They were annihilated.
Soon, Ray Allen would encourage his teammates to join him on tours of the Holocaust Museum whenever the Bucks were in Washington to play the Wizards. When he was traded to the Seattle Supersonics and later to the Boston Celtics, he did the same.
I met him almost 10 years ago when he brought the Boston Celtics to the museum.
Andres Abril is with the U.S. Holocaust Museum. What he remembers most about Ray Allen is his quiet intensity.
He doesn't say a lot. He wanted his teammates to have an experience that was meaningful for them, and so I think he knew that letting it happen was the way to do it.
The Celtics would go on to win the 2008 NBA title. By this time, Allen had established himself as one of the greatest shooters of all time. He picked up another title with the Miami Heat and retired from basketball in 2014. That meant more time for family and for charity work, and for playing an occasional round of golf with President Obama, who appointed Allen to the United States Holocaust Memorial Council in 2016. Allen wanted to learn about the Holocaust in depth and up close.
To see and to feel what these people went through, to put my feet on those grounds.
It was time for a trip to Poland.
The idea was my idea.
That's Rabbi Simon Taylor. He hadn't even known who Ray Allen was until they met at a fundraiser. But after he heard Allen speak about the Holocaust, Taylor told him,
"You have to go to Poland and learn more and see for yourself."
Taylor had been to Poland several times. His family on his paternal grandfather's side had lived there before the war. Most of them were murdered in the Holocaust. On April 30th, 2017, Taylor, Ray Allen, and two of his friends left for Poland. They planned a 3-day trip, and Allen wanted to see all he could. They began at Warsaw ghetto sites. They met nuns at a nearby monastery where hundreds of Jews had been saved from the Nazis. And then
Ray got to meet an actual Holocaust survivor.
Moshe Tirosh is the last survivor of the Warsaw Zoo. As a 6-year-old boy, Tirosh and his sister were hidden for weeks in the basement of zookeepers Jan and Antonina Zabinski, who saved hundreds of Jews during the Nazi occupation.
And Moshe got to show Ray all around the zoo, the house, exactly where he hid, the crazy conditions, and explained to him the really gruesome stories of things that he saw and what he went through to survive. To watch Ray revere this Holocaust survivor as him being the hero, and to eat up every word that he had to say, reliving his memories from hiding in the zoo, it was very special.
The next day, the group headed to Auschwitz, where over a million Jews were murdered.
And it was freezing. I was dressed from top to bottom, warm, and I can only imagine what the people in the camps felt like, wearing only pajamas, and some of them with no shoes and no socks. And people slept on straw, and if you slept on the bottom bunk, you were sleeping on the ground. There's nowhere that you can hide. You stripped of any humanity, you could tell how it just would break everybody down.
Ray came out of Auschwitz very moved and felt a connection to Auschwitz and the Holocaust that he never had before, however much he had read and however many museums he'd been to.
I think it's a trip that every person should make.
But the trip wasn't over yet. Rabbi Simon Taylor.
There was a family from the small town that were excavating to extend their house. And it turned out that part of the foundation of their house was built using Jewish tombstones.
During World War II, Jewish headstones were stolen and used as construction materials. Allen and Taylor met up with a group of descendants of Holocaust survivors who rescue the desecrated stones.
We went and studied the tombstones to see, who do these tombstones belong to? What type of people? What age? Where do they come from? And we went straight to the Jewish cemetery, where I actually had the privilege to lead the ceremony, where we returned the Jewish tombstones to a Jewish cemetery where they belong. And the family that returned them felt like they'd done the right thing. Ray felt like he'd done a great thing. And of course, me being the rabbi, was delighted to have these tombstones where they belong in the Jewish cemetery.
So we did that, and then we went to another home where a family actually hid six Jews in their kitchen floor.
That was in the small Polish town of Czepolów. At the beginning of the Nazi occupation, a Polish family of 10 lived in that house.
A very, very modest, small cottage that still stands. It has a floorboard in the kitchen that you can remove and see a very dark, cramped basement.
And we actually went down into the hole, and the walls were wet. They were sweating down there. It was cold down there. Somebody in the town told the Nazis that they were hiding a Jewish family down there, and the Nazis came over there.
The Nazis didn't find any Jews hiding in the house, but they punished the family with a death sentence. 10 family members lived in the house, but one of their little boys wasn't home. The Nazis had to make their quota of 10, so they took another little boy from the house next door.
They killed everybody in the house, and the little boy who wasn't present, he came home to learn that everybody was executed in his barn.
That little boy grew up and raised a family of his own. Ray Allen and the delegation met his grandson, who now lives in the house. Ray wanted to share that experience in Poland with his friends and family. He Snapchatted at each stop during his 3 days there. That opened him up to some criticism.
Ray was getting a lot of pushback from friends and a lot of people on social media, saying, Ray, why is this such a big priority for you? You're a black man who's not Jewish. Each person that he received a message from on social media and each person he got a call from, he took on that battle to tell them why they were wrong and why this is absolutely what he should be doing and why everybody needs to be learning about the Holocaust.
After returning home, Allen wrote an essay for the Players' Tribune. In it, he said, I didn't go to Poland as a black person, a white person, a Christian person, or a Jewish person. I went as a human being. But as a black man, he sees a connection to the Holocaust.
Looking at this country and look at the tragedies that have taken place in this country, in the history of this country, for black people, we're still fighting for acceptance, still fighting for equality. And I just ask that people have empathy. Even a successful black man in this country, I still get treated unfairly. There's racism towards me every single day.
Ray Allen says he'll continue to refute those who deny and distort the Holocaust, and he wants to educate more children about it. Andres Abril says Allen is the right man for the job.
I think he brings a power of a different voice. He brings a legitimizing perspective.
Allen also wants to go to Israel and back to Poland to learn even more about the Holocaust. And he wants to visit Robben Island in South Africa, where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for 18 years.
You know, we learn what we need to do to move forward so we can make sure that certain things don't happen in this world ever again.
For Here and Now, I'm Gary Wallach.